Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Relationship Still Anchor Learning. There's a lot of changing in education right now. New tools, new conversations, new possibilities, and it can feel like everything is shifting. But there's something that hasn't changed, something that still sits at the center of learning. Relationships. Because no matter how advanced things get, learning is still deeply human. Before we get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is my dad being able to travel with us to my kids' soccer games. Those moments matter. Being together, sharing experiences, and having him there, it means so much. The second thing that I'm thankful for, stuffed animals that bring comfort, something simple but real. The way something soft and familiar can help someone feel safe, whether it be a child or even an adult, that matters more than we think. And the third thing that I'm thankful for, safe travel on highways and interstates for myself and for others, just getting where you're going safely. That's something that I don't take for granted. Well, let's get back into the main topic, y'all. There's a lot of focus right now on tools and systems, on efficiency, on output, on performance, y'all. But underneath all of that, learning is still built on something much more simple. Connection. So the topic, once again, that we are going to be focusing on is relationships still anchor learning. Students learn better when they feel known. Students want to feel seen for who they are, not just as learners, but as people. When a student feels known, they engage differently. They're more willing to participate and to try. Like if you have, let's say you greet a student by name and notice something about them. That small moment, it builds that connection with them. And that connection, it carries into the learning environment throughout the day. Because feeling known creates comfort. And that comfort, it opens the door to learning. Trust impacts effort. Students work harder for people they trust. Trust, it doesn't happen instantly. It builds over time. It takes time through consistency, through fairness and presence. When students know that you're going to support them, even when they struggle, that trust, it changes how they respond. They take more risks as learners. They stay engaged longer because trust, it creates safety in learning. Relationships create emotional safety. Learning, it requires students to take risks, to not to not know something, right? It's okay to not know something, to try and to possibly even fail. That requires emotional safety in the classroom. When a student raises their hand without being sure, that only happens in a safe environment. Relationships, they help create that. And that safety, it allows learning to happen. Now, without that, students, they hold back. Oh boy, will they hold back. Connection increases engagement. Students are more engaged when they feel connected, when they feel more connected to the teacher, to their peers, to the environment. When a class feels like a community, when it has that community feel instead of just a group of individuals, that connection changes the energy in the room. Students learn, they lean in more, and that truly leads to stronger learning. Students, then they don't separate learning from relationships. That's important to recognize that by with that connection building, students, what they're not going to do is they're not going to separate learning from relationships. Students, for students particularly, learning and relationships are connected. They don't divide them the way that adults sometimes do. They don't. It doesn't work the same. They don't divide them. Adults are sometimes able to divide them, are able to departmentalize them. Kids don't. It can be very clear if a student is enjoying being in your class. They're more open to learning. And that connection matters because it shapes the entire experience, not just individual lessons. Relationships are not an extra. They are part of the learning itself. And we can't separate the two. Not for young people. We cannot separate the two. Small moments build strong relationships. Relationships, they aren't built in big moments alone. They're built in small, consistent interactions, those daily check-ins, those conversations, those noticing things when you have those comments and those conversations, those micro conversations with students. Asking students how their game went, or following up on something that they shared maybe a day or two ago. Those moments, they add up, and over time, they build something strong. Respect is felt, not just stated. You can say that you respect students. You can tell students, hey, I respect you. You can say it to students, but they feel it through your actions, through how you respond to them, through how you listen. When you take a student seriously, even in a small moment, that communicates respect, and that strengthens the relationship that you have with students. Relationships, they help students stay through difficulty. Learning is not always easy. True. There are moments of frustration, confusion, and struggle. Relationships help students to stay through those moments. If you have a student who doesn't give up because they know that you are there, that connection you have with them keeps them going. And that matters for growth. Teachers influence more than they realize. You sitting there, right there, funky teacher, out there right now in your classroom or in your car, wherever you're at, receiving this message, just know this. Teachers impact students in ways they don't always see. Through your tone, through your presence, through everyday interactions. Like if you, like the, a comment that sticks with a student, or a moment of encouragement, that influence carries forward, sometimes far beyond the classroom, and it's rooted in relationships. Relationships are what make learning human. At the end of the day, learning is human, and relationships are at the center of that. They create meaning. They create connection and impact. Students, they will remember how you made them feel. And that often matters more than what was taught in the classroom. And that's the part that lasts. That's why relationships still matter. Relationships anchor learning, and they always will, no matter what changes around us. So as I do a reflective close here, as I bring this episode to a close, I want to say this. Keep showing up for your students. Keep noticing the small things. Keep building those connections day by day. Keep choosing presence over just getting through the lesson. Because in a world that keeps shifting, this part still holds. The way you connect with students, the way you make them feel seen, the way you create a space where they can actually learn, that doesn't get replaced. That doesn't get automated. And that still matters more than anything else we talk about. Well, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers to find this space. And as you go into your day, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky.